We all feel really good about the Texans in the AFC South, but what if this one thing were to happen? We'll get to that. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie, who will be back in this seat tomorrow and moving forward alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. You can continue to text the show, 713-572-4610. More good texts continue to come in on our question of the day, which is, what's an excuse you hear that immediately makes you skeptical, true or not? I wanted to get to two more that I saw as I was skimming back during the commercial break. 713 says, my sister works as a manager. Someone sent her a picture of their flat tire. And so her sister, the manager, saved the photo on her phone. This is a new feature with these iPhones. If you save the photo, you can see like when it was taken or when it was from.
Oh, no.
And she saw that the photo was 3 months old. So when the girl returned to work, she confronted her about it. Like, hey, that photo was 3 months ago. You said you had a flat tire. Anyways, the girl quit the job. So.
Dang. That'll get you.
Yep.
They are tagged.
And then the advice from 979 was, if you ever use the stuck in traffic excuse, make sure you take a photo of the traffic so you can back up your claim. So.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I don't use traffic unless it's absolutely.
I did that a couple times.
Yeah.
Think T-Mill did that a couple times with me too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, bro, I'm stuck in traffic. Look, I'm right here by the exit.
In case you're getting, you know, a little skeptical here.
Now you're going to have to save that photo to your phone and see when it was actually taken. Yeah. You're like, you know what? This is the same one he sent me 3 weeks ago when he said traffic was a problem. Hey, we feel really good, of course, about the Texans' chances in the AFC South, but what if one thing were to happen? Let me set this up, because we've talked about this before. I think most people put the Texans at about 10 wins for this year. That seemed to be the consensus, at least in this building, and with the various people on air. And most people believe the Texans will go about 5-1 in the division, maybe 6-0 in the division, which puts you under 500 against the rest of the league, but at least you could beat up on a lousy AFC South. So here's my question. We feel good about the Texans. I do as well. We all assume, yeah, of course they're going to win the division. Why wouldn't they? Look at the rest of the division. But with the quarterback documentary that's come out on Netflix, I know Sean was talking about it this morning, and Kirk Cousins actually being like visualized, putting it on a screen, Kirk Cousins unhappy. And all these articles, I saw more written this weekend. Sports Illustrated had it. Bleacher Report had it. A lot of articles continuing with this hypothetical of, if Kirk Cousins were to actually force his way out of Atlanta, if the Falcons were to have to move him, wouldn't the Colts be a good fit for Kirk Cousins? And so that's my question. We feel really good about the Texans in the AFC South, but Vegas has the Texans win total at 9.5 right now. They have the Colts at 7.5.
Yeah.
If the Colts were to get Kirk Cousins, could that add two or three more wins where suddenly now you don't feel as comfortable leading this AFC South?
I think yes and yes. I do. The dynamic is interesting because we know what they've added in Indianapolis. We also know that they're not as nearly close to being the finished product that Kirk Cousins is, nor as intellectual a football player. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about Kirk Cousins is he's such a smart quarterback, such a smart player, understanding offenses, understanding defenses. You know, that alone would make the Colts a bigger threat. And I know it doesn't sound like anything a Texans fan like myself would want, but I think it'd be interesting as hell in this division. I think it'd be a fun division to watch, and the division race with the Colts, who are the consensus number two pick,
right,
you know, in the division.
Yeah, and I know we probably shouldn't compliment or say good things about the Colts, but of course, I mean, 2 years ago they won 9 games with Gardner Minshew, and Kirk Cousins, he's not going to win you a Super Bowl, Kirk Cousins, but he could certainly win you a division. He's done that before, and you know, if you can win 9 games with Gardner Minshew, you throw Kirk Cousins in the mix, you should be able to win at least 9 games with him, and it's certainly an upgrade over Anthony Richardson and probably Daniel Jones right now.
I agree.
And even going back to that article we referenced last week from Bill Barnwell, where he ranked the weapons by team, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and the Texans, as we discussed at the time, are 14th on that list. He had the Colts 16th.
Yeah.
So there are some weapons there offensively that if you could get the right quarterback to pair with Josh Downs and Alec Pierce and Michael Pittman Jr. and obviously Jonathan Taylor, and they've had a pretty good offensive line in the past, that if you could get the right quarterback in there, like a Kirk Cousins, suddenly it's like, oh boy, you know, you don't have to worry about the Titans too much, you don't believe. You might not be buying into the Jaguars right now, but this Colts team that almost won the division 2 years ago, if not for the Texans, then you throw in Kirk Cousins. Yeah, like I said, I don't know if you feel as comfortable or as good in that division. They become a real threat in the AFC South.
And didn't the ESPN top 10 running back rankings come out yet?
Yes.
And weren't the Colts, I think the Colts had, did they have two? No, they had one for sure. But
right.
But
let me bring that up.
My bigger point here is with the running backs being one of their strengths, and you throw Kirk Cousins into the mix, that offense gets a lot more dynamic real quick.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really just what they're missing on that side of the football is that quarterback, because they have the other pieces throughout the offense. Here, I pulled up the running back list. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor is seventh. And then, by the way, Joe Mixon was ninth. And then, yeah, honorable mentions, receiving other votes. Yeah, it was just him.
Yeah.
But still, they have some pieces on offense. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to figure out that quarterback position. Really, since Andrew Luck retired, they haven't been able to get it right. But how likely do you think it is? You know, because this is all hypothetical, but you Google it. Mm-hmm. It's the number one team people point to when they talk about Kirk Cousins. Like, if he is moved, it seems like a natural fit that him and the Colts would be good for both parties. And then for the Falcons, like, it's the other conference. You could trade him away to the Colts. You don't have to worry about then battling with him for a playoff spot. But do you think we get to a point here where, I mean, look, the regular season is about 6 weeks away. At this point, do you think Kirk gets moved at some point out of Atlanta?
I think Kirk wants to get moved.
Yeah, I
agree. And I think the odds when you want to like that go exponentially higher. And from the Colts' perspective, hey, training camp hadn't even begun yet. I just talked about how Kirk Cousins, he's truly a very, very good offensive mind, not just a player. That they see an opportunity here. You know, they're also wondering about what the Texans have. Now, obviously, their defense, everybody knows, is good. But offensively, can they be the type of team with Kirk Cousins that can threaten for the division? I think the consensus, if you're as objective about it at all, is yes. You know, if they had Cousins, and I think they become a much better offensive team.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And by the way, where else would he go?
I know.
You know? What are the other options for Kirk Cousins?
I know. I'm trying to think here at the top of my head.
Yeah.
I know. Now the Steelers have Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make the case like maybe the Jets, who he's always been linked with in the past, mm-hmm. almost went to but chose the Vikings instead. You know, are the Jets satisfied with Justin Fields?
He was always linked to the Browns, too. But I think they got a few. I think they got like six quarterbacks.
How many do you want over there, man?
Hey, might as well take another one. It ain't going to hurt.
Yeah. Well, people thought it was going to be the Browns this offseason, right? Because Kirk was spotted.
He was at a Chipotle.
At a Chipotle in Cleveland. And everyone's like, oh, he's coming. Obviously, he knows Kevin Stefanski from Minnesota. So, yeah. Also, let's not forget, like, because of Jim Irsay's passing, mm-hmm. there's now new leadership. I don't know the conversations or the connections, but I think everyone has to feel like, we might not be safe. Like Shane Steichen, you know, when you bring in new leadership, or in this case,
that's a good point.
The daughters are taking over. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their relationship's like with Steichen or Chris Ballard.
Or just in general, do they want to shake things up?
Yeah, right.
Work out?
So if I'm a GM or I'm a coach and I'm thinking like, ooh, maybe my seat just got a little hotter, mm-hmm. let me go out and actually get a quarterback that we can count on right now. I know on the text line, someone said, Cousins is ass. Relax, man. Y'all tripping.
He's not.
He's not ass, no.
He's not. He's very good.
And as I said, look, he's not going to win you a Super Bowl. I don't believe. I don't think Kirk Cousins is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But all we're talking about here is, can you win 10 games in the division? And certainly with Kirk Cousins, they won 9 games at Gardner Minshew 2 years ago. Their win total right now with Daniel Jones is 7.5 in Vegas. And Vegas is usually pretty good with this stuff.
Yeah.
So can Kirk Cousins elevate you by 2 to 3 games? I think 100% he can. And that would be my concern, that if the Colts were to pull off something, that suddenly that division gets a lot tougher. Kick Rocks asks, can the Colts afford the contract? I don't know. They have $20 million in cap space, but I assume if these publications are writing about the trade happening, that it is a possible outcome, and that these teams can make a way, can find a way to make the money work if push were to come to shove.
Hell, Kirk Cousins probably will want the money to work somehow, too. Maybe if that means him going somewhere else.
He wants out. And, you know, and here's the thing about Kirk Cousins. every single time since 2015 now that he's played 16 games, at least 16 games, he's thrown for more than 4,000 yards. He's good. He's a very good quarterback.
You think he can still do that now with his age and, you know, the injuries and all that stuff he had?
I don't know, but...
That would be my only question.
Mine too, but if you're the Colts and you're sitting there, you know, with Richardson and Daniel Jones and you have a chance to get Kirk Cousins...
Yeah.
That's a risk you're willing to take.
I wonder if they don't want to do that because of... Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I think that's
because that could put a lot of pressure on them too, and they don't want. I mean, it's already a little pressure with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they just trying to make that his job.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens if Kirk gets moved. But I just keep seeing these articles come out pairing him with the Colts, and it just got me thinking, like, if this were to happen, things get a lot more interesting in this division.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's the comparison, is to Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. You might think whatever you think about Kirk Cousins, and that's fine. But what we're talking about is the difference of having to start Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones and then having to start Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
That's a big improvement. He might not be a top five quarterback. He might not be, like I said, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he'd be a vast improvement for the Colts compared to what they currently offer right now.
Yeah, that's a bigger threat right now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You much rather have Anthony Richardson and his 50% completion percentage out there or Daniel Jones than Kirk Cousins, even, you know, 2 years removed from the Achilles.
Yeah.
When we come back, let's get to what's popping, including the Astros first round draft pick last night. The Astros drafted a guy in the first round last night that might already be my favorite player in the organization. I'll tell you why when we come back. We'll get to what's popping next. It's In the Loop.